Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today, Tim and I are going to talk about whether or not you should turn off comments on old blog posts. Tim's going to give the pro, I'm going to give the con, and we're going to tackle that topic right now. Tim, why should I keep old blog post comments turned on?
Yeah, so the argument for keeping them turned on is SEO. So search engines love content, obviously. We've talked about that many times. They also love when content gets updated, and comments are a great natural way for the search engine to see that the blog post is getting updated, and it shows engagement. Search engines can see the difference between you just updating a blog post and then what a comment is, and a comment shows engagement. It tells the search engine that not only is this blog post relevant, even though it might be on the older side, but it's so relevant that people are still engaging it and leaving comments and asking questions. And so if you keep comments turned on and you let people comment and then you respond to those comments, that helps you in the search engines because it's giving the blog post more content, so to speak, in the form of active engagement. And so that could be a huge SEO value over time to show the search engine that this blog post still deserves to be ranked well because look at all the people that are still engaging with it.
I think those are great reasons why you want to consider turning them on or keeping them on. Here's a couple of reasons why you may want to consider turning them off. The first one is spam. Obviously, bots are out there. People are, you know, there are robots out there. If you have a blog, you've experienced comment spam. Lots of, I remember there was a time where I got so many Viagra, you know, links and my comments on my blog posts. I was like, oh my God. And, you know, they're just trying to get links in as many websites as they can. So there are some things that you can do to battle comment spam. We've talked about it in a recent episode. Go check it out. I don't remember which number it is, but within the last week or so, we've talked about comment spam and stuff and what you can do. That's one reason. Second reason is moderation. It relates to that spam and live comments, you know, the good ones as well. You've got to have someone monitor it. So if you are a pretty consistent content producer and you're writing a lot of blog posts, over time, those can add up. So you have to have someone physically moderating those blog posts. So if you're not in a position to where you have a team or a team member that's, you know, their sole job is managing and moderating your blog content and comments, you might want to consider turning them off because time is money. I'm going to go ahead and just kind of put my vote in here. You know, I think that, you know, the value of SEO is going to outweigh the value of, you know, having to find someone to moderate it and stuff. And it depends on how much traffic you're actually getting. You're going to want to analyze that data and stuff and make that decision based on that. If you're getting 10 hits a month on a blog post, turn the comments off on it, you know. If you're getting good traffic, good, you know, people are still coming and they're still engaging and still commenting, keep it on. Just make a good logical sense and stuff. But at the end of the day, my opinion is SEO matters. And if you've got some good traffic coming to it, keep it on. Tim, anything else?
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. That's it for me.
All right. Tomorrow on episode 642, we're going to talk about categories versus tags. Speaking of blogging, you know, with WordPress for SEO. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.